In the past few months, mental health professionals in this area have had to respond to event on top of event that has affected so many people all at once. The outbreak of COVID-19 and weeks of lockdown, job loss, anxieties about losing a job or reopening a business, storms and tornadoes. Ben Harrington is CEO of the Mental Health Association of East Tennessee in Knoxville. Sarah Waldrop is the association's Southeast Regional Coordinator here in Chattanooga.
Ben, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Happy to do so.
Remind folks of what your mission is.
The Mental Health Association is a educational and advocacy and client services organization that serves residents of Southeast Tennessee, East Tennessee, and all the way up to the Virginia border in Northeast Tennessee. Our mission is to promote mental health awareness and recovery in our communities.
And how have you folks been operating under the pandemic?
We've carved out workspaces at our homes. Sarah is in Chattanooga, and I'm here in Knoxville, and we have another staff person in Chattanooga, and you know, we've got folks spread all across East Tennessee working remotely from home, adjusting their exact type of services that they provide to a remote model, of course.
And then, Sarah, tell us about the services that you, as part of the association, are helping to provide to people here in the Chattanooga area.
With us having to kind of redo how we typically do things, we focus on providing educational materials for mental health awareness, as well as just managing stress, coping techniques. And so what we've really focused on has been specific to the COVID-19 pandemic. How we can get that information out, and the best way has been through our social media, YouTube channels, sending out any information that we've been able to create, presentations that we've made to our contacts in the community. So for us, that included any teachers and people that we have that have students that might be from home, giving them the educational materials to send to their students that are focused on managing stress and coping with any of the effects that COVID-19 may be having on them. We've also been able to provide information for parents on self-care, as well as produce our and push out our peer recovery call center information for people that are at the point where they feel that they need some mental health resources, but they don't quite know where to go. They can call us, and we are able to help them find the best treatment option for them in the Chattanooga area, as well as our other areas too. But for Chattanooga specifically, we do have the capacity to be able to extend the peer recovery call center services to the Chattanooga community.
We have a large school-based mental health education program called Mental Health 101. And Sarah and another staff person in Chattanooga have obviously become homebound in this period and are not able to provide the Mental Health 101 curriculum in Chattanooga area schools. So we've had to amend some of their traditional workday and get very creative in finding other ways for staff to still provide that technical expertise and training in the Chattanooga area. So that's why they've created teaching models on COVID-19 for teachers and for students and in Spanish and some other virtual offerings so that we can reach people in totally different ways because of the emergency situation we're.
What are you hearing from the people that you are reaching at this time? Because there are so many mental health impacts to all this, whether it's having to stay at home, whether it's loss of job, whether it is deepening existing mental health issues before all this hit.
The existing mental health issues that people had and were already identified and they were receiving treatment for, those symptoms and issues didn't go away. In fact, they got magnified and kind of exponentially multiplied. So their needs have increased and their need for support has multiplied in a big way. And we're actually seeing that through the call center. What is a little bit challenging is, of course, a large percent of the population either does not recognize mental health symptoms, they don't know what to look for, or maybe they were in denial of those symptoms. And now something like COVID-19 and the quarantine situation actually makes their symptoms that they never really noticed before magnified, and hence now they're starting to recognize they need some help too. And so that's challenging folks, as there is an increase for demand for services from new people that never had been served before. And then we're also seeing that in our mental health screening data, which I know Sarah probably has the ability to share with you.
We do know that for the month of March, we did see quite an increase for our area specifically. And so basically what this means is that as this emergency situation has come about, whether it be people have gained more awareness of their own mental health, like Ben was saying, they've realized that maybe they did have these symptoms before that have been worsened due to the emergency, it is pushing them to find out more for themselves, right? To kind of figure out what situation they're in, why they might be feeling this way. And so we do offer the mental health screenings online. And essentially with the increase that we have seen, this has kind of been across every single kind of mental illness that we have a screening for. We have seen an increase in the area. And so that's definitely showing us that whether it be due to the fact that we're in this emergency situation and it's triggering mental health issues that were previously there, or people are kind of realizing that their mental health is more important than they originally thought, and it's making them want to find out more. We do want to make sure that we have the resources available for people that do have questions, that do want to seek help, that do want to learn how to manage anything that they're feeling and any mental health issues they may be having.
There's a lot driving that fear and angst and stress and anxiety for people. And clinically, Rag, the thing is, we look for symptoms of a mental health condition for about 2 weeks or more before we make the prognosis that someone is dealing with generalized anxiety or panic disorder or PTSD, that sort of thing. And so it's going to be challenging for folks, and we're certainly not done once businesses open back up and stuff like that. The lingering effects of this are going to be there, and especially if there's a resurgence of COVID-19, then we might go through this all over again.
Where can people go online for more information, and how can they contact you online and on the phone?
Our website is www.mhaet.com, and on there they can find the free screenings under what we offer. And it's a relatively simple screening, doesn't take very long, and they are clinically accurate. So that's our website. The number that we have for Chattanooga to call the Peer Recovery Call Center,
877-642-3866. And Ray, that puts people into the Peer Recovery Call Center, and that's a specialized service. Instead of calling just a regular call center and the people want to get you off the phone and give you another phone number to call and then they're done with it, our peer recovery call center is staffed by people who are in recovery themselves. They have a diagnosis. They have already walked a mile in their caller's shoes. They've sought help, entered treatment, been in treatment long enough to now be in long-term recovery, and they are the experts to help people who are scared and nervous and don't know where to go or what they need. They're the experts to help people find the right resources to their situation and then maintain contact well after the very first visit on the telephone to make sure the person is doing well, enters treatment, stays in treatment, and continues to work on a recovery plan.
All right. Ben, Sarah, thanks so much.
Ray, thank you.